Good morning. This is Roy Hallrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'd like to share with you this week about procrastination and how it relates to our living each day. Procrastination simply means to put off intentionally the doing of something that should be done. And I think we've all been there, done that, in some way, shape, or form in our lives. You know, like putting off cleaning out the garage or a shed, cleaning out a closet, putting off sewing a dress, putting off visiting someone, just doing things like that we know we should do, we know they need to be done, but we put it off. There's something else we'd like to do first, maybe. And so we put it off, and that's called procrastinating. Maybe you heard about the fellow that was going to procrastinate, but he just never got around to it. Well, that's, I guess, a little humorous. Speaking of getting around to it, though, I remember seeing some years ago, we talked about those folks that just never had time to get around to doing something. You could buy these little wooden round discs with the word T-U-I-T to it in the middle of it. And they were for folks that just didn't get around to it. And so you could give them one of those little wooden discs. Well, the idea was a little bit humorous. But, you know, it does shed some light on our human nature, doesn't it? In fact, we do tend to put things off, especially things that we don't want to do, for a more convenient season. And did you know there are actually a number of places where the Bible talks about that very thing, putting off what needs to be done for a more convenient time? One of those is found in Acts 24th chapter. We read there that Felix, who was the governor at that time, Paul, the Apostle Paul, was brought to him. There was a commotion there, and not sure which town that was in here, but they brought Paul before Felix. And so Paul was glad to be able to come before Felix. He knew that Felix had a good knowledge of the gospel, shall we say, Christianity. And so Paul came before Felix and gave testimony to why he was arrested. Paul gave his side of the story. And Paul was happy to do that. And after that, there was, I'm not sure how much time elapsed there, but there was another time later where Paul was able to come before Felix again. And at the second time there, according to the scriptures there, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, and she was a Jew. And Felix had sent for Paul and wanted to hear him again. And so Paul came and reasoned concerning the faith in Christ. The Bible says here in Acts 24, verse 25, "And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled." He was under conviction, I believe. And he answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." Oh, did you get that? Felix was telling Paul, go away for right now, and I'll call for you again when I have a more convenient season. He was putting off hearing more of what Paul had to say. Why? Because he was under conviction. The Bible says here he trembled. He trembled. I believe Felix was under conviction of the Holy Spirit. He was beginning to understand the truth, and he was not willing to accept it. Bible says here he trembled. So Felix procrastinated. He put off doing what he knew he should do. Well, that's one example. We have another example found in Luke, the 12th chapter. And let's see. Where do I have that? There's a parable that Jesus spoke about a ruler who set a steward over his household while he left for a season, and when he returned when he was not expected. And Jesus gave a scenario in those verses there. I'm not going to take the time to read them. But Jesus gave the scenario there of both ways of how that story could have turned out. Either a faithful steward or an unfaithful steward. Faithful steward is one who worked faithfully for his Lord and Master, did what he was expected to do, and lived in a state of readiness for the Lord or the Master to return. The other scenario that Jesus spoke of there would have been for an unfaithful steward who did not fulfill the wishes of his Master and Lord, but felt he had plenty of time to do things he wanted to do, and felt like he still had time then to get things in order before his Lord returned. However, when his Lord returned unexpectedly and found that this steward had not done all that he was asked to do, he was an unfaithful steward and had to suffer the consequences. So those were the two pictures, the two scenarios that Jesus spoke about, being a faithful steward or an unfaithful steward. One who is diligent and went ahead with what knew he needed to be done. The other one procrastinated, put it off for a more convenient time, wanted to do more of the things that he wanted to do, not what his master wanted him to do. And it didn't work. His master returned, and those things were not done. So, I'm wanting to stir up our minds. I want us to think seriously about this matter, because it is serious. Think about how easy it is for a young person who enjoys reading. Maybe one of our children, you ask them to do a chore, and but they like to read another paragraph or two, and well, then to the end of the chapter at least. Well, then maybe, well, just another chapter, and next thing you know, there's disobedience. You see, procrastination works that way. We don't want to do that. We want to be diligent and in what God has called us to do, to be ready to meet our Lord. Well, I'm going to leave it off there for today and come back and pick up on that tomorrow. May the Lord bless your day. God bless you.